the teller of truth, the slayer of Democrats.
Well, hello out there, America, your friendly neighborhood hatchet man. Brother Craig, I am coming at you live here on The Really Real Deal, and we really appreciate you folks being out there. We have a jam-packed program for you today. We're going to talk about actually some Bible study, and you know you get a real heavy dose of Bible study when you're listening to Brother Craig, the Hatchet Man. But many of you who've been longtime listeners, you know the book of Nehemiah has been one of my favorites for a very, very long time. And we just so happened in one of my Bible studies, one of my Bible studies is a men's only Bible study. And there's about 100 of us, pretty close to 100 now. And I think on your average Thursday morning, we meet at 6 a.m. Thursday mornings. On your average Thursday, maybe about 50 of us show up. And of course, there's probably 30 or 40 of us that are like regulars that are there all the time. And it's a great group of guys, and we're in the book of Nehemiah now. So I was real happy with that because you know I've been giving my audience a pretty good dose of Nehemiah for quite some time. But we're going to talk a little bit about the book of Nehemiah, and of course many of you know Nehemiah is famous for rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem, and of course he had opposition to overcome. But we've kind of done a little bit, and look, we're just in chapter 2. We do a chapter a week, okay? But we'll talk about that a little bit. Of course, you know, one of my favorites, 2 Timothy chapter 3, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And these are some things that explain the division. And see, a lot of people, they just want like a false, phony unity. And you see, Nehemiah is gonna destroy that idea of this false unity, okay? Because the Word of God in other places it says it really it says it repeatedly that light and dark have no commonality. There's you know what have light to do with darkness? How can the good walk with the evil? You just can't do that. As much as our nice guy Christians want there to be just peace. I mean, evil exists, folks. Evil exists, all right? And our big brother, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, he did say the things that they did to me, they will do to you, okay? He said, and this is John, I think it's chapter 15, right around verse 18. He said, the servant is not greater than the master. If these things are done to me, they also will be done to you. And so there should not be a lot of fretting over these things. As we who are in the Christian Conservative Constitutional Coalition, you know, we're supposed to be the adults. We're supposed to be mature, particularly we who are called by the name of Christ. We're supposed to be, you know, have a degree of maturity and be able to understand these things. And when they're explained to us, you know, we're not like people in the world where the brick wall just automatically goes up. Okay. And that's particularly true for people that are under deception that somehow the Democrat Party is, you know, and getting away from faith into politics for a second. There are people that think the Democrat Party, they're the party of the little guy, they're the party of fairness, you know, they're the party of the poor, and this lie that they've put out. And, you know, and I've got, now actually I don't think we're going to have time today, but I'm just holding a couple of books up here for you who are watching us, Debunking Howard Zinn. We're going to get this author on, and a lot of these myths. This comes from Howard Zinn, you know, to hate America and to hate people that stand for a strong America, which would be who? That would be Christians. That would be conservatives. That would be the police. That would be the soldier. Okay. That would be your daddy and your granddaddy. All right. That would be anyone that represents strength. That would be in the political world today. That would be Donald J. Trump. Okay. Talk about a man's man. That's why one reason we play the song when we come on is a man's world. Well, of course, I've been playing that song since before Trump was president. You know, I used to say back when when Trump was running, that I was Trump before Trump was Trump, because, see, I've been like this for 12 years on the air. Really, I've been like this my whole life, but just 12 years on the air, okay? And I know, I'm just kind of teasing a little bit. I know Trump's been, you know, a man's man his whole life, too. But as a political guy, you know, it's just 4 years. You know, 1 year running and 3 years as president. And of course, another book you guys really need is Jonathan Kahn's The Paradigm. And I was honored and blessed to interview Rabbi Kahn for almost two full hours. So you go to my website, The Really Real Deal, and put his name in the search bar, Kahn, C-A-H-N, Kahn. You can just pull that interview up. Anyway, a lot of other things we're going to talk about today, the Democrat Party, how they have there, and I'm talking about folks in leadership. So if you're a Democrat, don't let the brick wall go up. Stick around and see, you know, what saith the Lord. All right. And the Democrats have a coalition that they keep together, and they divide our coalition, because leaders unite, conquerors divide. And they are effective leaders in their coalition. They keep their coalition united. Think about it, folks. The Muslim, which is a part of their coalition, particularly the fundamentalist Muslim, all right? Maybe not all Muslims. You know, some Muslims, you know, just were glad to escape from those hell holes and are happy to be Americans. But the fundamentalist Muslim will kill the homosexual. Now, what are we as Christians going to kill them? Of course not. Of course not. You know, as a matter of fact, there's a thing called the Log Cabin Republicans. They are homosexuals who are Republicans. And so, you know, for the most part, they're not, you know, wanting to change the whole world to accommodate what their thing is. They just want to do their thing and be left alone. And I'm willing to leave anybody alone that's willing to leave my children and grandchildren alone. And, you know, that's kind of my deal. But they have a coalition that, you know, and after the break, we get about 2 minutes from our first break. But after the break, we're going to get into it in detail, why the various elements of their coalition do not have the same set of interests. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to show Republicans and Christians how to divide and dissect their coalition. Because, again, leaders unite, conquerors divide. And they have divided our coalition. They have Christians at each other's throats. Okay? And so if people called by the name of Christ should be, if you are a true Christian and if you truly understand the faith that you proclaim, certainly, we should be on the same page politically, because, I mean, what is politics? This is making decisions about how the place where you live is going to be run, whether that's your family, whether that's your neighborhood, your community, your locality, your state, or your nation. You get to make those decisions. And if there are godly decisions as input, there will be godly results as output. And so if there are parts of that coalition that are not getting the output that they desire, what the Democrats have done is said it's the Republicans' fault. And we're going to put the lie to that. But anyway, we got 1 minute before our first break, and I do want to remind you all that this is a listener-supported broadcast. And we really, really need your help. We're in our final 3 weeks out in Phoenix, Arizona, and we're in three markets right now: Richmond, Virginia, on the 50,000 watt Voice of Virginia, WRVA. We're in the Voice of Lynchburg, WLVA. And for close to a year, we've been in Phoenix, Arizona, on the 50,000 watt Voice of Independent Talk, KFNX. And it saddens me that we're going to have to cease broadcasting on KFNX in Phoenix, Arizona. But I really need you all to go to our website, thereallyrealdeal.com. If you love this program, become a donor. We're going to take our first break, and we'll talk about that a little bit more on the other side of the break. Welcome back to the program, folks. Your friendly neighborhood hatchet man, Brother Craig, coming back at you live here on The Really Real Deal. Really appreciate you folks being out there. And as I was saying before the break, this is a listener-supported program. We really need you all out there to step up. And some of you, I would have to say, step up again, because we're blessed and it's such an honor to have people out there that have been not only donors, but have been repeat donors. And it really warms our hearts, me and Mrs. Hatchett, that there are people out there that appreciate what we do. Look, we have an event coming up Monday, February 24th, Shepherd Gate Church in Chantilly, Virginia. Shepherd Gate Church, okay, 5 o'clock. And I would like for you guys to go to eventbrite.com and go to Suburban Academy, Virginia. Get a ticket. Chantilly is about 90 minutes north of Richmond, but we're taking a bus from our offices at the Virginia Christian Alliance, okay? And I will be the moderator for the panel discussion portion of this event. And the participants in the panel discussion that I'll be moderating are J.R. Gurley, Philip Van Cleve. Now, J.R. Gurley, let me tell you who they are. J.R. Gurley is with the Newport News Second Amendment Movement. Philip Van Cleve is president of the Virginia Citizens Defense League. Reverend William Cook is founder and president. Well, the Black Robe Regiment was actually founded in the American Revolution, but it's been revived in recent years. And Bill Cook, a very dear friend of mine, is the founder of the revived Black Robed Regiment, where pastors were very, very instrumental in getting support behind the whole idea that America should separate itself from England. And so what Reverend Cook is trying to do, and one of the things that I'm trying to do also, and by the way, I'm a member of the Black Robe Regiment and a member of the Virginia Christian Alliance and a member of the Watchman's Council, okay? If we could get the pastors of this nation to be like, the pulpits of America really, really need to be aflame with righteousness, okay? And, you know, this kinder, gentler Christianity has its place, but the nation is in crisis mode, okay? These demonic Democrat leaders have bamboozled half the country. Well, maybe not half, but they've bamboozled a large, large portion of this country to think that they are the ones that are righteous, and they simply are not. But anyway, enough about that. You know, come to the event and you can hear Reverend Cook speak, and another good friend of mine, Dean Nelson, who's chairman of the Frederick Douglass Foundation, he will be one of the speakers. Another good friend of mine, Leon Benjamin, Coalition of Leaders United, he will be there, as well as Senator Amanda Chase, who just announced that she is running for the Republican nomination for governor coming up. And now our keynote speaker is going to be co-owner of the Chicago Cubs baseball team, Todd Ricketts. Okay. And he's also the Trump campaign finance committee chair. And so this is going to be a really, really, great event. Okay. And it's sponsored by the Frederick Douglass Foundation. Well, let me read this. Like, I'm going to read all of the partnering organizations: the Asian American Conservative Coalition, the Black Conservative Federation, the Black Robe Regiment, End Black Genocide, the Frederick Douglass Foundation, the Korean American Conservative Alliance of Virginia, the Korean American Women's Association, the Virginia Christian Alliance, the Virginia First Foundation, the Newport News Second Amendment Movement, and the Remembrance Project. And now what I need you all to do, if you want to attend, okay, we need you to register. The bus will be leaving from our offices at the Virginia Christian Alliance, which is 8659 Staples Mill Road. 8659 Staples Mill Road, okay? For those of you who are in the area, you would know that that's right at Parham and Staples Mill, almost on the corner, okay? Parham Road and Staples Mill Road. So the bus is leaving at 2 o'clock. The event is 5 o'clock. Dinner will be served. We expect to be back around 10, okay? So this is a really, really important, event because, again, it goes to what my subject matter is leaders unite, conquerors divide, okay? And, oh, and I need to let you guys know that in our final segment, another friend of mine I met up at CPAC many years ago, Jim Simpson. Jim is one of the greatest investigative reporters you're ever going to find, okay? And Jim is running for Congress in Maryland in the 2nd Congressional District of Maryland. And so in our final segment today, you know, stick around. You're going to want to hear from Jim Simpson. And, you know, you hear me talk quite often about the, well, I'll save that for my interview with Jim. But look, we want to get back on subject here, which is leaders unite, conquerors divide. Now, the Democrat Party, they have their coalition and they divide our coalition. Now, why people called by the name of Christ can't agree on Christian principle, you know, I think the bottom line, and we have to be honest here, and a lot of people don't like these type Bible verses. Look, I am sorry. It is in the Word of God, okay? And I'm going to read it now. There are people that they have a form of godliness, and I'm speaking of mainly of preachers, okay? There are churches where they can sing heaven down, okay? The preacher can prance around and put on a show. They can draw tears from you. They're so eloquent, but they have a form of godliness, because if you peel the onion back and find out what these people are really about, and I'm going to read 2 Timothy chapter 3. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. Okay? Let's stop right there. False accusers, despisers of those that are good. Let's focus in on that. Here, I'm just seeing it now. This morning and yesterday, the false accusations against President Trump, they've never stopped, but they're back at Russia again. It was proven to be a lie the first time. Barack Obama was caught on a stage with a hot microphone. He thought the mic was off. It was not off. He's right there talking to Medvedev saying, tell Vladimir that I'll have more flexibility after my next election. Okay? See, because Democrats steal elections, so they figured that he already had the thing in the bag. It was just a formality. He's going to go through this election in this little milquetoast weakling, Mitt Romney. He was going to mop the floor with Mitt, which is what he did. Well, that's what he did. Okay? The same Mitt Romney that's going against President Trump. But false accusation. And it's proven. It's proven. But you go to the news media, CNN, ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, PBS, okay? You go through 80% of the media, 80% now, and we have what? We have talk radio, and maybe 75% of the time we have Fox News. And that's it. That's it. You know, One America News is trying to bubble up and become a player. And Newsmax is trying to bubble up and become a player. And I pray to God that Newsmax and One America News are able to, you know, become prominent players. That would give us three rather than just have to depend on Fox, because Fox is not 100% reliable. But These people, they have a form of godliness, okay? Because remember, we who are trying to do the will of God, they despise us. They are despisers of those that do good. They despise us. I was just at a pro-life rally in Virginia. I was at a Second Amendment rally 2 or 3 weeks ago in Virginia. We're doing good. We're within the will of God based on the writings, the way I read it in the Word of God, the Bible. But they despise us. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, it says, from such turn away. From such turn away. Okay? And so we really have to look at that. All right. When we come back, we're going to continue in the Word of God, explaining the things that you see in the news every single day.
You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time.
Welcome back to the program, folks. Your friendly neighborhood hatchet man, Brother Craig. I am coming back at you live here on The Really Real Deal. I want to wrap up our Bible study here. And, you know, we're going to go to 2 Thessalonians now, because what we're dealing with, this is really, if you analyze it, folks, it's really as simple as 1 + 1 = 2. Okay. But Democrats for years and years and years have been able to convince people that, oh no, Brother Craig, 1 + 1 = 11. Okay. And, you know, and there's someone out there that doesn't understand math enough, and he think you stick those two ones together. And another thing they would do, they would say, well, no, it's unfair that 1 + 1 = 2 for everyone, because after all, some people didn't have an equal start. And so for them, 1 + 1 needs to equal what they needed to equal. Or 1 + 1 needs to equal what we think is fair, okay? So if you are a white rich guy, 1 + 1 needs to equal 1.5. It shouldn't equal 2, you know? And for the guy that's trying to make it, 1 + 1 needs to equal something more than 2. I mean, folks, math equals truth, truth equals math, right? And you can analyze statements, arguments, and ideas, believe it or not, you can analyze them mathematically, all right? It's just nothing but an algebraic equation, nothing more, nothing less. And so I was taught to think this way, but what are kids being taught today? They're not being taught how to think, how to analyze. They're being taught a bunch of emotional nonsense. Their heads are being filled with what to think, and they're having sex forced upon them more and more and more and more. And, you know, at a time when hormones are trying to rise up, that's a powerful thing. Okay. It's actually a form of pharmakeia, and, which we're going to get into that a little bit, but 2 Thessalonians, let me get to, the part here of, all right, hold tight here. I have it pulled up, but, verse 11. Well, actually, many of you are going to be familiar with this. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. Because see, this is what happens. People that vote Democrat and they think themselves that they're righteous. They're with the good people, that the Democrats have told them they are for the little guy and that the Republican is for the rich guy. Another big lie. Okay. We're going to get into that in the next segment with Jim. But the reality is, that the Republican Party, they were the part, were founded as the anti-slavery party. They were the party that championed blacks not only to be free, to be able to vote, to be able to own guns. Okay. Gun control laws were designed by Democrats to keep the former slaves defenseless, so that the military wing of the Democrat Party, known as the Ku Klux Klan, could keep them under their boot. Okay. So these are many of you, because most of my audience are Christians. Many of you are familiar with, and for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion. But let's focus on the first four words, and for this cause. In other words, there's a reason. There's a reason. Okay. And so we go to the previous verse, and with all deceivableness, that's Democrats, of unrighteousness, that's Democrats, in them that perish. That's the followers of the Democrat leadership. And this is that there's a semicolon. And now here's the reason. Because, so you got to learn how to break Bible verses down, folks. because they received not the love of truth that they might be saved. Okay? And then you get to the verse that many of you are familiar with. And for this cause, this is the reason why, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. Verse 12, that they might all be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Now, when's the last time your preacher preached like that? Think about it. Think about it. The word of God is not all sweetness and light. I'm sorry. It just isn't. Okay. And if we go to Ecclesiastes chapter 3, I don't have time to go through it right now. Maybe we need to do a whole show on Ecclesiastes chapter 3 one day, but it's a proper time for everything. And I've been saying it for quite some time that the pastor does not have to come in there and peel paint off the wall every Sunday. You know, because I'm going to tell you the truth. Nobody wants to hear it every single Sunday. Pastor coming in here raising hell. Although he'd be speaking the truth now. The truth will peel paint off the wall if it's preached right. But, in all seriousness, folks, you can't tell me that every once in a while, once a month, once every 5 or 6 weeks, that the preachers of America do not need to come into the pulpit and peel the paint off the wall. You can't tell me that that's not necessary, if for no more than to keep folks on their toes. Okay? So I'm not saying every Sunday folks have to bring it hot and heavy like the Hatchet Man does. No, that's not what I'm saying. But a lot of preachers never, never get into anything that in their mind, they think it's controversial. Now, in my mind, how can it be controversial when it's the word of God and you call yourself a preacher of the word of God? Well, where's the controversy? Where is it? But they've been convinced by those that have successfully sought to divide our coalition, the Christian, conservative, constitutional, capitalistic coalition. They have divided us. And my mission is to divide them. Now, it occurred to me, as a matter of fact, we were in this chapter in Nehemiah just yesterday morning, okay? And so this is chapter 2 of the book of Nehemiah, and time is short because how many minutes to the next break, Daniel? Five minutes. Okay, so I've got to wrap this up in 5 minutes. So you folks, you hang in there with Brother Craig here, all right? Because we have my good friend Jim who's stepping up to the plate. And we have to help Jim. So the whole next segment belongs to Jim. So I'm in chapter 2 of Nehemiah, all right? And verse 19 and 20, which is the last two verses in this chapter. When Sanballat, Tobiah, and Geshem, the Arabian, when they heard. Now see, folks, when they heard, not when they saw, when they heard that Nehemiah wanted to rebuild the walls. Okay? Now let's apply this to today. When the Democrats, and I call them Democrats, not you Ma and Pa Democrat, but your leaders, they are demonic. Okay? They want to put a dress on your grandson. They want to give puberty blockers to your grandson and your granddaughter. All right. They want to take what one American earns and give it to another while skimming 60% off for themselves and pretending to be righteous. And I could take the whole 5 minutes and go down the list of the things that these wicked people do. But when they heard Donald Trump say he wanted to rebuild the southern wall, they laughed and scorned. And this, I'm going to hear, when they heard it, they laughed us to scorn and despised us and said, what is this thing that ye do? Will ye rebel against the king? And so this is what they tried to say. They say, what is this Donald Trump and all of his deplorable people want to do? Because that's what they call us. We're deplorable. We're bitter clingers. You know, they have all these names that the Democrats call us. Okay? Obama, Hillary, Biden, and now Bloomberg. Okay, all of them have ugly things, and then the FBI guy, he said, I can smell the Trump voters. Him and his girlfriend texting each other back. That's what they think of you. That's what they think of me. You think that's just Donald Trump they think like that? That's you. That's me. So, the Hatchet Man needs to calm down here. All right. But Nehemiah, it says, then I answered them. And this is Nehemiah talking and said unto them. Listen to this, folks. This is the word of God, book of Nehemiah, chapter 2, verse 20. The God of heaven, he will prosper us. Therefore, we his servants will arise and build. That means get up off your rear end and do something. Do you hear me out there? Get up, arise, and build. But he's talking to those that mock us. But ye have no portion, nor right, nor memorial in Jerusalem. And we're going to modernize that. You demonic Democrats, you have no portion. You have no right. You have no reason for us to memorialize you in America. That's division. That's not a fake, phony unity. My friend across the aisle, you know, as these silly Republicans like to say. Anyway, we got 2 minutes, 1 minute. Okay. All right. So anyway, folks, look, we're going to go ahead to break now. And when we come back, we're going to have my good friend Jim Simpson on. But I do want to remind you that your friendly neighborhood hatchet man, Brother Craig, we're having to shut down Phoenix, Arizona, and it breaks my heart, folks. You have no idea how much it breaks my heart to have to do that, but we really, really need you who are givers, okay? And I know you're out there, you who are givers. We need you to consider a portion of your giving to come to the First Amendment, Inc., the First Amendment, Inc., 8659 Staples Mill Road. Just send an old-fashioned check in the mail, folks. Richmond, Virginia, 23228. 8659 Staples Mill Road, Richmond, Virginia, 23228. The First Amendment, Inc. is how you make your check out. And we would greatly appreciate it, folks. And when we come back, we're going to have my good friend Jim Simpson. Welcome back to the program, folks. Your friendly neighborhood hatchet man, Brother Craig, coming back at you live here. As I told you, folks, my good friend Jim Simpson, who's stepping up to run for Congress in Maryland, the People's Republic of Maryland in the 2nd District. And, you know, now you've heard me talk over the years about the Cloward Piven strategy. And, man, Jim is on that. And Jim was really, you know, I know a lot of folks have gotten credit for it, but Jim was real early in getting that out, the Cloward Piven strategy. And that's a strategy that the Democrats have never, ever abandoned. And so, Jim, thank you again, man. It's been about, as a matter of fact, it's been exactly 1 year since we had you last on the program.
Really? That long?
It's been that. I know that because my Facebook always pops up my memories. And it popped yesterday. It popped up a memory where I interviewed you, and I reposted it, and I wrote up there, you know, we tune in Friday because we're gonna have Jim Simpson again. So,
right.
Yeah, it's been exactly a year, man.
That's great.
Yeah.
Wow.
So now, other than running for Congress, tell me what else you've been going on with you for the last year, man.
Oh well, you know, it's been pretty crazy. This past year really is what steeled my determination to do that. You know, I've been writing really about all this stuff since 2002. You know, like a lot of people, I was inspired by 9/11 to really get involved and start sharing some of the things that I knew, and that gradually developed into, you know, essentially a writing career. And, so in the past few years, four years actually, I've been going around the country speaking about these issues also.
Mm-hmm.
And I've run into numerous roadblocks, where, you know, Council on American Islamic Relations, the hard left, you know, they threaten the venues,
they're wicked, man.
Yeah, and they try to silence you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I that happened this year, very serious incident in September in Michigan, where you know, a very big event was shut down because the church membership became afraid of, you know, violence at their church.
Wow.
And this is the kind of stuff that it has to stop.
And that's what I was just talking about in the earlier part of the program, brother.
Yeah.
How
yeah.
the Democrat coalition, they divide our coalition and they do it in the church and they get us afraid. And then you have a cohort. They just want to preach nice, soft stuff and they don't want hard truth.
Yeah.
They don't want it.
No, that's right. And they, well, and the left wants to make sure that they don't hear it.
Yes.
The left wants to make sure that it's not easy to hear and that anybody that wants to listen to it is going to be marginalized or face threats.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something, you know, this is, that's a threat to our very way of life.
And it's actually demonic.
On the issues.
Yeah.
It's demonic. Yes.
The preacher, and the preacher should know better. But see, a lot of preachers, they don't preach really from the full word of God because in
well,
Revelation,
true,
yeah, in Revelation chapter 13, it, you know, people look at that and they see 666. So the 666 grabs your attention. But the part about you would not be able to buy and sell unless you receive the mark of the beast. Where do you receive it? In your forehead and on your hand. What does that mean? Thinking and doing. If you don't think the way they want you, if you don't do what they want you, then what did you say they do? They threaten the venue.
Yeah.
That's what? That's
yeah.
money. That's buying and
yeah.
selling. And now
yeah.
to me, that's 1 + 1 = 2. What's wrong with these preachers out here? They can't figure that out?
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's really, it's shocking. And unfortunately, you know, in this particular case, it was not the preacher. The preacher wanted to hold it, and the elders of the church initially opposed it, then they supported it, and then they opposed it.
Mm.
And so it was crazy, right up to the last minute, a few days before, and the organizer had shelled out thousands of dollars to arrange this thing.
Wow.
And ultimately, it was the elders that voted it down, and the pastor himself was silenced.
And wow!
He was more than willing to do it.
He's not the leader of his church, then. He's not. He's not the leader. The elders are. You know, Moses sent the 12 spies out, and 2 came back and said, "Yes, we can do it." And 10 came back and listen, brother, this is exactly what the Word of God calls it. An evil report because
yeah.
they came back full of fear. Oh, those people are giants. We can't do this. That's in the sight of God. That's evil for a man to be a coward. God calls that an evil report.
Yeah.
And I know I'm speaking to the choir, brother.
yeah, yeah.
Look,
yeah.
tell us about, look, how many minutes we got left, Daniel? 5 minutes. Okay, brother. So you got, I'm giving you this whole segment. Go ahead and run with it. Tell us what you are doing and how, and see, I was talking earlier about leaders unite and conquerors divide. And as a matter of fact, we have an event up in Northern Virginia, Monday. And this is at a church, and these people, they're unafraid. Okay, it's up in Chantilly, Virginia. They're unafraid. Shepherd Gate Church in Chantilly, 5 o'clock Monday. Now, you
what are they doing?
This is a coalition of minority groups that are conservative, that are trying to share with conservative populations the fact that the Democrats have deceived them. And have convinced them that they're in favor of the little guy and that the Republicans are not. And the truth is the exact opposite. But unless someone's willing to do like you, brother, or do like I'm doing, I mean, and the preacher has to get some control, over their board of elders. I mean, something has to happen. Something has to happen. But now we got 4 minutes. I'm talking too much. Run with it, brother.
Well, so I was inspired by everything that's been going on and all the insanity, and I felt as though, you know, it's increasingly difficult to get the word out as a journalist unless you are a leftist, and then, of course, you have all the column inches you want. But so I felt that it was time to really step up and run for office because ultimately, if we're going to win this, For one thing, we need to take back the U.S. House. That's absolutely critical.
Yes.
We need to keep the Senate, and we need to keep this president in office. And this year is, I believe, the most impactful, most critical year in our nation's history.
You're right.
To determine whether we are going to move forward to a resurgent America, or if we're going to continue our downward slide into communism, which is where the left and its democratic lackeys want to take us.
Right, right. So how do people get money to you, brother?
Oh, well, thank you. My website is jimsimpsonforcongress.com. jimsimpsonforcongress.com.
You got that, and folks out there? Y'all write it down now. Jim Simpson, is it F-O-R or the number four?
Either one will get you there.
Okay, jimsimpsonforcongress.com, not .org.
.com. Well, there's, you can also get there through .org. I put a whole bunch of URLs.
You are so smart. That's the thing to do. Buy the whole suite.
Yeah, that's what I did. But so, yeah, jimsimpsonforcongress.com is the primary site.
Okay.
The donate button. You can send in by mail, or you can do it online. And that is key, because unfortunately, to get the word out and to build name recognition, I have to raise a lot of money.
Yes.
And so if you want to help, that is frankly the best way you can do it.
Yeah, and I want to help too, brother. And then to help you,
to help you,
because Baltimore is a part of the district, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, if there's ever anything I can do to come up there and rile those folks up, because it's a plus 11. And see, Trump is making inroads into the black community where it used to be 90%+ Democrat.
Yep.
Now, a lot of blacks are starting to wake up. That just might be your saving grace, the fact that Donald J. Trump, a real man, is president.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I'm staking a lot on that, and people are starting to wake up.
That's good. That's good. And look, we got
the opportunity. Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
1 minute left, so I apologize, man. I want to give this good friend of mine a plug, folks. This gentleman is an onion toter. He's not a low-fat Republican. He's not a decaffeinated Republican. He's a shown-off Republican, okay? He's a dependable Republican. And I want to just pray, brother, I want to pray over you. I want to pray that God would bless you, that God would bless your candidacy, that God would bless your district. And to all my listeners out there, I pray further that the Lord would bless each and every one of you under the sound of my voice, that he would bless you and keep you, that the Lord would make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, and that the Lord would lift his countenance up upon each and every one of you and give you peace. God bless you, folks. We're going to see you right here next week. Same hatchet time, same hatchet station. You see, my-